This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Businesses that raise their prices during a natural disaster or other emergency could be punished for price gouging under a new state law. CPR's Megan Verlee has the details.
The Democratic-sponsored law says that if prices on things like groceries, medical supplies, or toiletries go up by more than 10% after the governor has declared a disaster, the business selling those necessities can be fined by the state. It also broadens the list of things that can be considered a disaster to include market or trade disruptions. The sponsors were motivated in part by price increases that occurred during the supply chain disruptions of the COVID-19 pandemic. Colorado already has a law limiting how much rent can increase after disasters, sparked by people's experiences trying to find housing after the Marshall Fire. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's that time of year again. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Miller Muffs are flying right now from the eastern plains to the Rocky Mountains. That's roughly 100 miles. Yet they have a bad reputation. Some people even want to kill them. But lepidopterists, that's the fancy word for moth scientists, they say let the Miller Muffs live. They pollinate flowers and crops. Birds and reptiles snack on them. Apparently, bears find them sweet. Miller Muffs are not clothes-chewing, child-biting monsters, and they are just as cool as butterflies. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Another day of hot weather at lower elevations in Colorado, highs in the mid to upper 80s along the Front Range. In the Central Mountains, near Vail and Aspen, highs in the low 70s.